We are on the podcast.
Same bad time, same bad
Yeah.
That's right.
Because you're listening to the Stephen Gedney podcast.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hooty hoo, ladies and gentlemen, hooty hoo! Steven here. A few weeks later. Probably like 6 weeks since my last episode. Beautiful sunny day. So, what's been going on? Well, lots been going on. Lots of good and lots of not so good. So I figure I check in with an update. I don't know who listens to this. It's probably just me listening to it myself, but a lot of loud goddamn cars around, I could tell you that. I can't wait till the day that we're all driving Teslas. It's gonna be quiet. You're not gonna know when somebody hits you. So, last time I did this, I talked about my procedure, and I wasn't healing as well as I thought, but I can say safely that everything is good. I feel pretty good. I do have some scarred tissue down there, but small price to pay. Last Friday, I delivered the sample to the University of Washington, and the results are clear. No more kids for me. One is plenty. I was talking to my dad yesterday, and I let him know that I did this procedure. And he's like, whoa, whoa, you sure you want to do that? You know, nothing is forever. You might want to save some for the future. And I was like, bro, it's already done. He's like, oh, damn, okay. And it's fine. I'm 36, almost. Less than a month, I'll be 36. I do not want any more kids. One is hard enough. I can't imagine being 40 and then having another one. Then have to be 60 by the time the kid gets out of high school. That'd be insane. But been trying to do activities every weekend, almost every other weekend. This past weekend, we went to Jetty Island, which is this little 3-minute ferry ride from the Everett Marina. I've been wanting to go for a couple years. Didn't make it in 2019. 2020, I don't even think the ferry was running. And we just got lucky and finally made it. We were going to go last weekend, but all the time slots that we wanted were taken. So, rescheduled. Oh, shit. I was going to say, is the park open? Nope, the park is still closed. I'm curious to see what kind of project they got here. Progress. What kind of progress they got on the project. So, we got our tickets. Drove down to the marina, had a hell of a time parking, didn't know where to go, where to pay. There was this big gravel lot, and we weren't sure if we were allowed to park there. Supposed to get there 15 minutes early. Just a lot of rushing, high stress situation, but it all worked out. Downloaded the app, put in the license plate number. hopped on that 3-minute ferry, made it to Jetty Island. Ugh, Jetty Island. I just ate 3 hard-boiled eggs. And that was a cool little afternoon. Jetty Island's pretty interesting. One side is pretty quiet. It's where the kayakers come. It's very natural. Undisturbed by people. There's a little bit of hiking trails. A lot of nice vistas. Birds. A lot of native birds. No other animals or wildlife on the island other than birds. Although I did catch some seals on camera with my drone. That's kind of cool. All right, we're in the construction zone for the park. Doesn't look like they really got much done. So after that, the other side is the beach. It's where all the people were hanging out, lots of kite flying, and the water is very shallow. And because we're in the middle of summer, it was more shallow than normal. You could walk out 300 or 400 feet from the shore and only, you know, be up to your ankles in water. We thought we were going to get to fresh water, but it just kept turning into more and more murky mud, and we're sinking in, and our child is 3 feet tall, so we don't need her drowning in quicksand. But all in all, nice afternoon. Yesterday was not so good. Yesterday was a typical Sunday. The days that I hate, I loathe, you might say, where I sit around, watch the kid, watch a bunch of stupid kids shows on TV for hours, watch her make a mess, not listen to me. My wife and her mom are out shopping for hours. And doing chores. Sunday is always just a waste of a day. I hate, and I say this with all sincerity, I hate those kind of days. It's just a waste of a weekend. People say, how's your weekend? It's usually like, how was your Saturday afternoon? Nothing fun on Friday night, nothing fun on Saturday night, nothing fun all day Sunday. And that's one of the problems that I've been having lately, is dealing with this life situation that I've gotten myself into. But before I get into that, I mean, some of the other things that we did. Last weekend, we went to Whidbey Island. Well, kind of. Thursday and Friday, I had off from work, so we went to Whidbey. Very, very fun time. It was just me, my wife, and my kid. No parents, no in-laws, no animals. It's just a real good time. Ate some bagels, drank some beer, had some really good Mexican food, went to some cool beaches, did some exploring, did some filming for my YouTube channel. Everything that I wanted out of living up here was pretty much experienced in those 2 days. And then we came back early on Saturday, and that's when we tried to go to Jetty, but of course it didn't end up working out because of the scheduling. And then just pretty much sat around the rest of that. Some of the other highlights, you know, hard to remember. We went to parks, went to the zoo again. Still didn't see all the animals, but we got to see some baby gorillas. That was cool. You know, anytime I'm doing something other than sitting at home watching TV that I don't want to watch, it's great. I'm having just a wonderful time. But I'm struggling. And I've struggled in the past for a long time, but the last few years have been very, very difficult. Ever since my kid was born. You know, this living situation we have, my wife's parents living with us. And it's very difficult because of, well, for a multitude of reasons. It's hard to feel comfortable in my own house when there's another adult there. It's hard to feel close to my wife. It's hard to share intimacy. I don't feel comfortable even kissing her with her mom around. Whenever it comes to our daughter and the issues she's having or her need to be coddled or disciplined, there's another adult opinion there. You know, constantly having to clean up after other adults. It's like, you know, her dad's an alcoholic. He has his own room. He plays video games, watches TV, drinks tons of beer, eats food, makes dishes, smokes cigarettes, smokes weed, rinse and repeat. That's all he does every single day. And he's pretty much a zombie. Yet, these two women constantly go out of their way to accommodate him. Even me, I end up fucking washing his dishes because he can't do it. He can't take the trash out. He can't vacuum his own floor. He gets mad when there's not enough beer in the house. Drinks a ton of beer. It's like, even if we want to go out and have an afternoon of shopping, going to Costco and stuff, it's like, oh, we got to go get cigarettes. Oh, we got to go get beer. We got to get that beer home at a certain time. It's extremely frustrating to have this other guy in the house that everyone will do whatever they can to make him happy, but he does not deserve it, in my opinion. And then, of course, you know, my mother-in-law's issues with him, she takes it out on us. Or, if you know, she has no control over me either, but she has no problem talking about me in the third person like I'm not there. For example, I can't give you an example right now. I'm walking, I'm exercising, but these issues have been building up a long time, and I just don't really feel like this is a good living situation for anybody. We're in our mid-30s, we shouldn't have other adults living in the same house. And then my wife has this guilt because they gave us money to buy this house. They sold their house so we could buy this house. And if I could take it back, I definitely would. It's a big mistake. Originally, we were supposed to have a place where there was a separate building, maybe an outside garage or finished basement or something along those lines. But instead, we're all in the same house. And it's not good. And then on top of that, just the stresses of my job. You know, I don't really know what I'm doing with my life. I don't know what I want to do. I always thought I was going to have this cool, fun, exciting, adventurous life. I was in a band. Just being an artist. Then I meet this woman. We have fun. Go to concerts. She's fucking crazy. We almost break up a couple times. And then, you know, somehow she just wrote me in. I was living by myself in Sacramento, my own apartment. She's my girlfriend. And then she says, you know, hey, I'm going to have to move out of my place. They need me to move out. I don't know what to do. You want to move in together? So that's what we did. Way too soon. It's definitely way too soon. But we stuck with it. I don't think I was 100% ready for the situation. Never lived with a woman like that. I did have a girl stay with me for 6 months, but she stayed with me. It's not like we moved in together. And the ups and downs, and then we got the dog, and the dog is just a chore, man. She. She has medical issues. She's on a special diet. She doesn't shut up sometimes. And I take care of her. I always have to give her a bath. I always have to pick up the dog shit. I always have to feed her. It's like my wife wanted this dog. And then once she had the kid, she forgot about the dog. I mean, don't get me wrong. Nobody wants to get rid of her or put her down, but the dog was everything until the kid was everything. So it's just another chore for me. And I swear, like, once this dog is gone, I do not want another dog. Because I know what's going to happen. It's going to be the same thing. Yes, this is nice. This is cool. We always have had a dog. But then I'm going to have to take care of it. And I don't want to do that. I love animals. When you have a dog, you have to think about, you can't travel. If you do travel, you're going to have somebody watch it, or you're going to have to board it. You certainly can't go to Disneyland with a dog. It's tough, man. And then this work thing, I mean, there's just a lot of issues with this job. I mean, it's not as bad as Frito-Lay. It's not as bad as Gemini, the place I worked at in California. But there's so many things that can be fixed to make this a really cool job. And so I'm working on it. I'm trying to come up with ideas to make my life easier and to make the company better. But in order to do that, I need time. And it's hard to find the time in this specific situation. Even the week we went to Whidbey Island, my coworker was on vacation. So I ended up working like 36 hours in 3 days unloading giant trucks. Just killing myself. I'm not 18 anymore. It's hard. It's really hard on my body. I'm not trying to say I'm the hardest working person here, but sometimes I feel like it. Garage doors aren't light. Especially when you have to pick them up by yourself. It's like, I have so much more to offer and give, and I'm stuck moving heavy things around. What a What a choice I've made in life. So, brings us to now. Had to get through all that. Sorry about the bitching. But I'm going to try going back to counseling. Get myself figured out. Trying to straighten out these issues. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. You can't just go straight to a counselor. I don't know why. When I had Kaiser, it wasn't a problem, but I had to go see a doctor, then get a referral. This makes no sense, but it's just another way for the insurance company to get some money, right? I guess it wouldn't hurt, though, for me to get a physical while I'm there. I've probably been to the doctor 5 times in the last 10 years. So, let's make sure I don't have cancer or a brain tumor or anything weird like that. I can tell you this, though. I certainly do not want to go on medication. My wife has suggested it. She said, Zoloft has really been helpful for me, but that's the last option. I don't need SSRIs. Truly, I just need my needs met. It's real simple. You know, I want peace, I want freedom, I want to be creative, I want attention, I want love. It's not so much to ask, I don't think. But it seems like that there's many other people just like me that are struggling with the same things. So I'm hoping that this time around, because it's been almost 3 years since the last time I did some counseling, that I can get myself on a better path. Because to be 100% honest, the last time I still was a little bit closed off. There's things, I have feelings inside that I'm embarrassed about. Things that, oh, there's a condom on the ground. Don't need those anymore. Yeah, there's things that I'm ashamed of. That I know a counselor's job is complete anonymity. Is that how you say it? Their job is to be quiet and not judge you. But I can't help but feel like I would be being judged by some of the things I feel and some of the things I say. But this is it, man. I cannot continue to live my life like this. I don't know. I don't know how to fix it. But I'm not going to spend the rest of my life feeling like this. So if that means I need to change my life situation, then I will. I don't want to. That would be the last ditch effort. I don't know if I said that already, but I don't want to start my life over in a new place with a new person. But some stars have to align. Otherwise, what's the point? So, we'll see how this appointment goes. Let's cross our fingers. I don't have anything wrong with me. My mom's coming to visit in August. Looking forward to that. Gonna try and visit my brother in Eugene. Maybe in October, I don't know. We'll see. Money is just never have any money anymore. My wife is always spending my money. So yeah. Got some concerts coming up too, which should be pretty cool, but I don't feel as excited as I should be. All right, I'm gonna try not to be a downer. You guys rock. I actually left my phone here, my work phone, so nobody actually bothered me on lunch. So that's good. I'm going to start doing that more often. Yeah, and check out my videos. I got some new videos coming out from all my cool trips. YouTube.com/Stephen Gedney. And that's all I got, people. Love you. Peace out.